In the name of Allah, the Most Beneficent, the Most Merciful, we continue the discussion on the topic knowing the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is the series, and this is the class 4, knowing the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This class is number 4. In the previous classes, alaykum assalam, rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh, we talked about the ordainment of Allah to His Prophet to proclaim the message of Tawheed. And we mentioned that the first to believe in Him during the early stages or the secret stages in Da'wah was Khadija from the woman, and that Ali bin Abi Talib, may Allah be pleased with all of them, was the first male to accept Islam as reported by Tirmidhi in good narration, and his age was 10 years as strengthened by Al-Hafidh bin Hajar, and that the first of men, the first of men to accept Islam was Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the authentic hadith that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent me to you and you belied me. فَقُلْتُمْ كَذَبْتْ, you lied. فَقَالَ أَبُو بَكْرْ صَدَقْ. Some of them, قَالَ أَبُو بَكْرْ, أَبُو بَكْرْ صَدَقْ. Abu Bakr responded by saying that he spoke, he came with the truth, and he is saying the truth, meaning Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then he confronted me by himself and his wealth. Then all the household of Abu Bakr accepted Islam. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increased the number of Muslims during this early stage of da'wah, and on the hands of Abu Bakr, Uthman accepted Islam, Abdul Rahman bin Auf, Az-Zubayr bin Awam, wa Sa'd ibn Abi Waqas, Talha bin Ubaidillah, and also add to that Ali bin Abi Talib, Zayd bin Haritha. So these 8 were the first to accept Islam. And Zubayr bin Awam, who was 16 years old when he accepted Islam, was tortured with fire. From his uncle's side. Then came the order to, and this became the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to proclaim the message openly, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Hijr, chapter 15, verse 94, فَاصْدَعْ بِمَا تُؤْمَرْ وَأَعْرِضْ عَنِ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. Therefore proclaim openly, proclaim the message of Tawheed, O Muhammad, that which you are commanded, and turn away from the mushriks. So he gathered the people and told them that I am the messenger of Allah to all of you and to all mankind. Abu Lahab, his uncle, told him, تَبَّنْ لَكَ أَلِهَذَا جَمَعْتَنَا. Perish the two hands, perish you. Is this the reason for gathering us to tell us this? And he mocked and scolded at him. Then Allah revealed Surah Al-Masad concerning Abu Lahab, the Prophet's uncle. تَبَّتْ يَدَا أَبِي لَهَبْ, perish the two hands of Abu Lahab, perish he. So after calling these the closest kinship, he proclaimed to them, I celebrate Allah's praise, I seek His help, I believe in Him, I put my trust in Him, and I bear witness that La ilaha illallah, none has the right to be worshipped but Allah, having no associate. A guide can never lie to his people. And I swear by Allah that there is no God but He, and that I have been sent as a messenger to you in particular and to all the people in general. And I swear by Allah that you will die just as you sleep, and you will be resurrected just as you wake up, and you will be called to account for your deeds. It is then either hellfire or the garden paradise forever. Abu Talib stood by him . Abu Lahab said to Abu Talib, I swear by Allah that this is a bad thing, you must stop him before the others do. Abu Talib responded, I swear by Allah to protect him as long as I'm alive. The Prophet ﷺ enjoyed the support of Abu Talib to protect him. He stood on Mount As-Safa in Mecca one day and called the people, saying, Ya Sabaha. And this is an Arabic word used, you know, when one appeals for help or to draw the attention of people in a speech. So they came. And he called them to the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-Bukhari reported part of this story from the way of Ibn Abbas. This when the verses, وَأَنذِرْ عَشِيرَتَكَ الْأَقْرَبِينَ were revealed, 26, 2 and 4, 220. And warn your tribe of the near kindred. So the Prophet ﷺ ascended Mount As-Safa and started calling, Ya Bani Fihr, Ya Bani Adi. And these were two of the Arabian clans of Quraysh. So people gathered. Abu Lahab was also present. The Prophet ﷺ said, You see, if I were to tell you that there were some horsemen in the valley planning to raid you, will you believe me? They said, Yes, we have only witnessed the truth from you. He said, I am a warner to you before a severe torment. And there Abu Lahab promptly said, Perish you all the day. Have you summoned us for such a thing? And therefore the verses of Surah Al-Masad were revealed. Perish the two hands of Abu Lahab. Muslim reported another version of this story, another part of it. When he called the people, he made a particular reference to certain tribes by saying, O Quraysh, rescue yourselves from the fire. O people of Bani Ka'b, rescue yourselves from the fire. O Fatima, the daughter of Muhammad, rescue yourself from the fire, for I have no power to protect you from Allah in anything except that I would sustain relationship with you. And this is Sahih Muslim and Sahih Bukhari. This tells you the importance of Tawheed and that it takes precedence above everything else. and he began then to proclaim the invitation to Islam at every gathering possible of Quraysh, and he would recite to them from the Quran, "O people, Abudullah ma lakum min ilahin ghayru," as in Surah Al-A'raf, "O people, worship Allah, you have no God but Him. He had, alhamdulillah, by this time, strong resolve and determination to spread the da'wah, knowing well that he will be faced with opposition from the close and from the strange. However, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala strengthened him. And Surah Al-Adha, chapter 93, was revealed when the people who belied him said, when the revelation ceased, they said, "Inna Rabba Muhammad qala," that the Lord of Muhammad forsake him. There Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed Surah Al-Duha from verse 1-3. "Wal-Duha wal-layli idha saja ma wadda'aka rabbuka wa ma qala." Chapter 93, verse 1 and 3. And this by the forenoon of Duha, and by the night when it is still, your Lord Muhammad has neither forsaken you nor hated you. This is a great caring from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Informing him that his stages with da'wah will continue to be better, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him from aid and support and might and the spread of deen. And therefore the greatest station that he had, da'watuhu ila tawheed al-khalis, on the path of prophethood before him, calling people to worship none but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He called people to that. And he decided to nullify the shirk by many ways that came in the Quran and which represent أغلب السور المكية, and which represent the majority of the Meccan surahs. One by one people started accepting, and others also began strongly resisting by words and actions. Yet he continued, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to challenge them with proofs and evidences, and challenge them to bring something similar to this Quran, while they know certainly that he speaks the truth, because to them he is as-sadiq, the truthful, and ameen, the trustworthy. But out of disdainfulness and arrogance, they rejected the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated in this respect in Surah Al-An'am, chapter 6, verse 33, فَإِنَّهُمْ لَا يُكَذِّبُونَكَ وَلَكِنَّ الظَّالِمِينَ بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ يَجْحَدُونَ. It tells about their arrogance for rejecting, that the reason for the rejection فإنهم لا يكذبونك. We know indeed. It's not that you they deny, but it is the verses of Allah that they, the polytheists and the wrong rulers, deny. يجحدون, out of arrogance, out of disdainfulness. So that's why when they used to listen to the Quran through this position of denial and belying and rendering themselves in opposition to it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then informed that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sealed on their hearts to understand it. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated in Surah Al-Kahf, chapter 18, verse 57. وَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنْ ذُكِّرَ بِآيَاتِ رَبِّهِ فَأَعْرَضَ عَنْهَا وَنَسِيَ مَا قَدَّمَتْ يَدَاهُ إِنَّا جَعَلْنَا عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ أَكِنَّةً أَنْ يَفْقَهُوهُ وَفِي آذَانِهِمْ وَقْرًا وَإِنْ تَدْعُهُمْ إِلَى الْهُدَى فَلَنْ يَهْتَدُوا إِذًا أَبَدًا. And who does more wrong than he who is reminded of the ayat, of the verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the proofs and evidences, but turns away from them, forgetting what deeds his hand has sent forth. Truly we have set veils over their hearts, lest they should understand this Qur'an, and in their ears deafness. And if you, Muhammad, call them, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even to guidance, even then, they will never be guided, for the reasons mentioned earlier. Because of this wicked foundation which they set for themselves, and which stands as a barrier, okay, between them and between accepting guidance and good. And from this we understand the wisdom behind, the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in misguiding those misguided. That is, when they chose for themselves misguidance and turned away from guidance and indulged in misguidance, Allah kept them to themselves and rendered them in their transgression lost, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated in Surah Al-An'am, chapter 6, verse 110. Sister Ahmed back. ونقلب أفئدتهم وأبصارهم كما لم يؤمنوا به أول مرة ونظرهم في طغيانهم يعمهون. And we shall turn their hearts and their eyes away from guidance as they refuse to believe therein for the first time, and we shall leave them in their trespass to wander blindly. This description which you are hearing concerning those who arrogantly disdain, this assists you to understand many verses in the Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells about their misguidance and the blocking of ways of guidance for them. It is their wrongdoing, it is their responsibility, they were the reason behind that. Listen to what Allah carefully, listen carefully in this respect to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in Surah Al-A'raf, chapter 7, verse 30. فَرِيقًا هَدَى وَفَرِيقًا حَقَّ عَلَيْهِمُ الضَّلَالَةِ حَقَّ عَلَيْهِمُ الضَّلَالَةِ حَقَّ عَلَيْهِمُ الضَّلَالَةِ إنهم اتخذوا الشياطين أولياء من دون الله. A group he has guided, and a group deserved to be in error, because surely they took the shayateen, the devils, as protectors and helpers instead of Allah, and consider that they guided, and they consider that they are guided. And in the opposite to that, you can understand now the hikmah, the wisdom behind guiding the believers. It is because they were fair, their objective was the truth, and seeking the pleasure of Allah, Allah guided them with this Quran, and they increased in knowledge and in faith and in the several ways of guidance. قال الله تعالى in Surah Al-Ma'idah in chapter 5 verse 16, يهدي به الله من اتبع رضوانه سبل السلام ويخرجهم من الظلمات إلى النور بإذنه ويهديهم إلى صراط مستقيم. Wherewith Allah guides all those who seek His good pleasure, guides them to ways of peace, and He brings them out of darkness by His will unto light, and guides them to a straight path, and that is Tawheed. This great description of the believers is the basis for their guidance and for the increase in their faith and submission, and through which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens for them the door to understand the verses of the Quran and understand the deen in its basics and its subdivisions. During the early parts of da'wah, as we know, the Prophet ﷺ was sent to both mankind and jinn as well. And the jinn are hidden creatures, hidden from the sight of mankind. Although they have the ability to take forms and shapes, and different shapes, and the Quran and the Sunnah are evidence that some of the jinn saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they were prevented from stealing the news from heaven, and they were looking for the reason behind this, traversing the earth looking for the reason behind the loss of their ability to istiraq al-sam', stealing the news from heaven which are related to the angels. So they saw him going to Uqab, and they listened to him while praying, conducting the prayer, leading the prayer with his companions, and it was Salat al-Fajr. It was Salat al-Fajr, the dawn prayer. فَآمَنُوا بِهِ. They believed in him. This group of jinn, they believed in him. And they returned to their people. قَالُوا there, يَا قَوْمَنَا إِنَّا سَمِعْنَا قُرْآنًا عَجَبًا يَهْدِي إِلَى الرُّشْدِ فَآمَنَّا بِهِ وَلَنْ نُشْرِكَ بِرَبِّنَا أَحَدًا. In Surah al-Jinn, we have heard, O our people, we have heard an amazing Quran leading to guidance, and they will believe in it, and that we will not ascribe partners with Allah in worship. And that's why here Sayyidina Muhammad has been revealed to me, what has been revealed to you, to him, is the saying of the jinn. The Prophet ﷺ this time didn't see them. He didn't see the jinn, and didn't recite to them. وَإِنَّمَا آذَنَتْهُ بِهِمْ شَجَرَةً. How did he know about this? a tree informed him about that. Allahu Akbar, a tree told the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam about this, as came in Sahih al-Bukhari and in Sahih Muslim. And in this, Imam al-Nawawi rahimahullah said, there is evidence that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could make the jamad, solid material, distinctive in certain aspects. And this is similar to what Allah states in Surah Al-Quran, in Surah Al-Baqarah. وَإِنَّ مِنْهَا لَمَا يَهْبِطُ مِنْ خَشْيَةِ اللَّهِ, and that some of it, the stones, may befall from the خَشْيَة of Allah, of fear of Allah, as in Surah Al-Baqarah, chapter 2, verse 74. Stones. So he heard it from the tree, and then their news was revealed to him, as in Sahih Bukhari as well, as in Sahih Muslim as well. There, then after that, your hearts were hardened and became as stones, or even worse in hardness. And indeed there are stones out of which rivers gush forth, and indeed there are of them stones which is split asunder so that water flows from them. And now the point of evidence, and indeed there are of them, meaning the stones which fall down for fear of Allah. Also, this is like in the case in Surah Al-Isra, chapter 17, 44, where everything makes tasbih, glorifies and declares that Allah is free from any imperfection. وَإِن مِّن شَيْءٍ إِلَّا يُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِهِ وَلَكِنْ لَا تَفْقَهُونَ تَسْبِيحَهُمْ. The seven heavens and the earth and all that's in therein, glorify Him, and there is not a thing but glorifies Allah's praise, but you understand not their glorification. Truly Allah is forbearing, oft forgiving. And from this is the saying of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, إني لأعرف حجرا بمكة كان يسلم علي. In the authentic hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam even informed that I know of a stone in Mecca that used to greet me with salam. And also the hadith concerning the two trees that came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, moved, coming towards his direction, in his direction, as reported in Sahih Muslim. And the hadith of the Haninul Jid', and the hadith when he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to stand by a date palm tree close to one of its trunks and make the khutbah, the sermon on Friday, and then after that a minbar was set for him, a pulpit was sent for him, so he took the pulpit and started doing the khutbah from the pulpit. This trunk of that tree began to cry like a child, as came in the hadith, in the authentic hadith. And he saw, and it, not only that, and it also gone, كانت تئنو, it cried like a child and gone. He صلى الله عليه وسلم stepped down and came and hugged that trunk until it became quiet. As well as the tasbih of the food. And with Musa before, the rock that ran with taking with it, when he put his garment on it, the rock ran in the story that came also authentically reported in the Sunnah. So in this case where we're talking about his da'wah, that the jinn in the very beginning heard the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reciting the Quran in Salat al-Fajr. Alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. Umm al-khayr. And everyone else. A tree informed him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam of that. And then Allah revealed it to him. And what was the response of Quraysh? Allah tells us about that in Surah Al-Isra from verse 90 to 93. Let's take them inshallah one by one. وَقَالُوا لَن نُؤْمِنَ لَكَ. We are not going to believe you. Surah Al-Isra, which is chapter 17, verse 90 and 93. وَقَالُوا لَن نُؤْمِنَ لَكَ حَتَّى تَفْجُرَ لَنَا مِنَ الْأَرْضِ يَنْبُوعًا. And they say, we shall not believe in you, O Muhammad, until you cause a spring to gush from or forth from the earth for us. This is one. أَوْ تَكُونَ لَكَ جَنَّةٌ مِّن نَخِيلٍ وَعِنَبٍ. Or you have a garden of date palms and grapes. فَتُفَجِّرَ الْأَنْهَارَ خِلَالَهَا تَفْجِيرًا. And cause rivers to gush forth in their midst abundantly. The second thing with variety of things in it. أَوْ تُسْقِطَ السَّمَاءَ كَمَا زَعَمْتَ عَلَيْنَا كِسَفًا. Or you cause the heaven to fall upon us in pieces, as you have pretended. أَوْ تَأْتِيَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْمَلَائِكَةَ قَبِيلًا. أَوْ تَأْتِيَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْمَلَائِكَةِ قَبِيلًا. Or you bring Allah and the angels before us face to face. أَوْ يَكُونَ لَكَ بَيْتٌ مِّن زُخْرُفٍ. Or you have a house of silver and pure gold. أَوْ تَرْقَى فِي السَّمَاءِ. Or you ascend up into the sky. وَلَن نُؤْمِنَ لِرُقِيِّكَ حَتَّى تُنَزِّلَ عَلَيْنَا كِتَابًا نَقْرَأُهُ. And even then we will put no faith in your ascension until you bring down for us a book that we would read. قُلْ سُبْحَانَ رَبِّي هَلْ كُنْتُ إِلَّا بَشَرًا رَسُولًا. Say, O Muhammad, glorified and exalted be my Lord Allah, above all that evil they, the polytheists, associate with him, am I anything but a man? Am I anything but a man sent as a messenger? Allahu Akbar. And you know what prevented them then? In the next verse, وَمَا مَنَعَ النَّاسَ أَن يُؤْمِنُوا إِذْ جَاءَهُمُ الْهُدَى إِلَّا أَن قَالُوا أَبَعَثَ اللَّهُ بَشَرًا رَسُولًا. And nothing prevented men from believing when the guidance came to them, except that they said, has Allah sent a man as his messenger? قُلْ لَوْ كَانَ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Look at the response. I would like to advise you towards a certain assignment when you read the Quran. Put a notebook there next to you, please, and try to put together, take for notes, all the questions that were raised by the opponents of the prophets to the prophets, and the response of Allah to them in each of these cases. So Subhanallah, the idea came to me while I was, you know, recently reciting, and I started putting the notes together. You can come up with a great collection of benefits which will increase one's iman and knowledge and also ability to respond to falsehood. And nothing can be more powerful than the words of Allah. There comes the response. قُلْ لَوْ كَانَ فِي الْأَرْضِ مَلَائِكَةٌ يَمْشُونَ مُطْمَئِنِّينَ لَنَزَّلْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَلَكًا رَسُولًا. Say, if there were on the earth angels walking about in peace and security, we should certainly have sent down for them from the heaven an angel as a messenger. An angel. Look, angels as an angel. Also Ibn Abbas, may Allah be pleased with him, related that the Quraysh told the Prophet ﷺ, invoke Allah, invoke your Lord, to make for us Mount As-Safa turn it gold, and we will believe in you. He said, وتفعلون, do you? They said, yes. قال فدعا, he invoked. Jibreel came to him and told him, إِنَّ رَبَّكَ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ يَقْرَأُ عَلَيْكَ السَّلَامِ. Your Lord, Allah Azza wa Jal, greets you with salam and tells you, إِن شِئْتَ أَصْبَحَ لَهُمُ الصَّفَى ذَهَبًا. If you wish, next morning the Safa will be, it will turn gold. فَمَنْ كَفَرَ بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ مِنْهُمْ. And anyone then after that who denies, عذبته عذابا لا أعذبه أحدا من العالمين والعالمين. I will inflict a punishment upon him never inflicted on anyone else. وإن شئت, and if you wish, I will open for them the door of repentance and mercy. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, باب التوبة والرحمة, the door of repentance and mercy. Then Allah revealed the following verse. وَمَا مَنَعَنَا أَن نُرْسِلَ بِالْآيَاتِ إِلَّا أَن كَذَّبَ بِهَا الْأَوَّلُونَ وَآتَيْنَا ثَمُودَ النَّاقَةَ مُبْصِرَةً فَظَلَمُوا بِهَا وَمَا نُرْسِلُ بِالْآيَاتِ إِلَّا تَخْوِيفًا. سورة الإسراء, chapter 17 verse 95. Chapter 17 verse 95. Places. And nothing prevented men from believing when the guidance came to them, except that they said, has Allah sent a man as a messenger? Say, if there peace and security, we should certainly have sent down for them from the heaven an angel. Then if there were on the earth angels, well, this one, no, the other one, this was for the previous one, but let me get you the, وما منعنا أن نرسل بالآيات إلا أن كذب بها الأولون وآتينا ثمود الناقة مبصرة فظلموا بها وما نرسل بالآيات إلا تخويفا. This is Al-Isra, but it is 59 rather than 95. It is 59, not 95, I'm sorry. and nothing stops us from sending the verses, the proofs, the ayat, but the people of the old denied them. And we sent the she-camel to Thamud as a clear sign, but they did her wrong. And we sent not the signs except to warn and to make them afraid of destruction. Also from the hadith, and this hadith is reported, that the one that I talked to you at Jibreel and the Mount Safa, reported by Ahmad, Imam Ahmad in his Musnad, and Al-Hakim in his Mustadrak, and he said sahih according to the condition of Muslim. And Al-Dhahabi agreed to Al-Hakim's authentication, and Ibn Kathir also mentioned that it was related by Imam Ahmad and by others. And in his book Al-Bidayah wal-Nihaya, he related that this hadith was reported by Al-Nasa'i, and there he said inna sanadahu jayyid, that its chain of narrators is good. And also in the Sirah, in the book of Sirah, he mentioned two ways of narrations for it. Then he said hadhani isnadani jayyidan, the isnads of these two narrations are good. And also it was reported by Ibn Jarir al-Tabari in his tafsir, and it was authenticated by Sheikh Ahmed Shakir rahimahullah ta'ala. Now, the hadith of Ibn Abbas as well, when Quraysh, the people of Quraysh, told the Jews, asked the Jews, tell us of something that we can ask this person about. They went seeking help from the Jews. So the Jews told them, saluhu an ruh, ask him about the soul. Then Allah revealed, وَيَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الرُّوحِ, they ask you, O Muhammad, concerning the ruh, the soul. قُلْ الرُّوحُ مِنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّي, it's a matter solely, the affair of which is to Allah. وَمَا أُوتِيتُم مِّنَ الْعِلْمِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا, and you have been given of knowledge only that which is little. What was their response? They said, نَحْنُ لَمْ نُؤْتَ مِنَ الْعِلْمِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا, we were not given of knowledge except the little. وَقَدْ أُوْتِينَ التَّوْرَاةَ فِيهَا حُكْمُ اللَّهِ, yet we were given the Torah, which and in which was the judging of Allah. And the one who had been given the Torah, فَقَدْ أُوْتِيَ خَيْرًا كَثِيرًا, indeed had he been given a lot of good, abundant good. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the following verse in Surah Al-Kahf 109. قُلْ لَوْ كَانَ الْبَحْرُ مِدَادًا لِكَلِمَاتِ رَبِّي لَنَفِذَ الْبَحْرُ قَبْلَ أَن تَنْفَذَ كَلِمَاتُ رَبِّي وَلَوْ جِئْنَا بِمِثْلِهِ مَدَدًا. On this note, inshallah, we will stop, and then inshallah next time we will talk about the various forms of persecution to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his companions, the response of Quraysh in physical and mental persecution. Wallahu ta'ala a'la wa a'lam, wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. There is the verse, say O Muhammad to mankind, if the sea were ink for writing the words of my Lord, surely the sea would be exhausted before the words of my Lord would be finished, even if we brought another sea like it for its aid. Walhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.